Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Right now, like when I talk with my family over phone, the topic is forbidden, because once we get started, we are gonna fight till we really argue and hurt each other. But I have to tell you that it gets better, and I guess my family really, they also understood that as long as I'm healthy, that's okay.
Hello dear listeners, and welcome to show 305 of our podcast Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Michele Varvara, and today I'm gonna be the host for the show. Today's topic is, you guessed it, culture wars, and more specifically, fights between different food cultures. There are those who decide not to eat a specific category of food, perhaps because of health reasons or for ethical reasons, and things can escalate pretty quickly when food is the main topic at the table. Words like vegan or vegetarian are used to categorize some of those people who may be different from us. A vegan, for example, is someone who refuses to eat anything related to animals. Meat, fish, eggs, milk, even honey. Today, the focus will be around this life-changing decision, how choosing to limit yourself to not eat a certain kind of food can drastically change your usual interactions with friends and family. Now, let's listen to a short preview of what we will hear from our guests today. In our first story, Absolutely Vegetarian, we will listen to Natalia, a dedicated vegetarian. A vegetarian doesn't eat meat or seafood like grilled fish, but does eat animal products like milk or eggs. Today, Natalia is sharing with us her journey and the challenges she faces in a world that often prioritizes meat-based diets. Natalia used to eat meat when she was younger, but she has changed the way she feels about animal food.
I've never felt that it's bad to kill animals or to eat animals. I mean, it's a very natural way to live. But I kind of like realized at some point that if you cannot kill an animal, maybe you should not eat it.
In our second story, Absolutely Traditional, we will listen to Camilla, who eats meat on a daily basis and buys it from the supermarket. She is aware of all the problems around the meat industry, but that doesn't stop her for following her traditional diet.
I don't have any problems with buying meat in the supermarket, even if I know that animal farms are not very ethical and not respectful for animals. Meat belongs also to our...
In our last story, Absolutely Pescatarian, we will listen to Jakob, who tried to be vegetarian for some time, but then switched to a pescatarian lifestyle. A pescatarian does not eat meat, a bit like a vegetarian, but does eat seafood like fish or mussels. Jakob tells us how he feels about his new fish-based diet after years of sticking to only vegetarian food.
When you're strictly blocking yourself to eat a certain thing after such a long period of time, it is like a hard step for you in your head to eat that again. Pescatarian lifestyle is 100% easier.
Now, let us begin the show. In our first story, Absolutely Vegetarian, I talked with Natalia, who has embraced a vegetarian lifestyle despite coming from an Ukrainian family where meat is a staple. Nowadays, Natalia doesn't use any kind of animal meat when preparing food for herself at home or when she orders from the restaurant. She shares with us the benefits she has noticed since making this change and how she navigates social situations, especially in her family, because she's the only vegetarian in her family.
I wouldn't say that it was hard for me to become a vegetarian. I started to get more informed about sustainability and I got more interested in the topic, like on many levels. But then, like months after months, you find always more benefits in being vegetarian. Biologically speaking, people can survive without meat. Your skin gets better, your stomach feels lighter, you feel healthier. And I started to feel that now I do follow my principles and my values, because I've never felt that it's bad to kill animals or to eat animals. I mean, it's a very natural way to live, but I kind of like realized at some point that if you cannot kill an animal, maybe you should not eat it. And I'm a person, maybe like the only thing I can kill is a fish, because I used to go fishing with my grandfather when I was a kid. But I cannot like imagine myself like killing a rabbit or a chicken. Sometimes you get confronted with the questions like, oh, why are you vegetarian or why are you vegan? And it's kind of like also unfair, because when I see my friends eating meat, I do not come up to them and ask them, ooh, why are you eating meat? But if you're vegetarian or vegan, it often becomes like kind of like a topic in the room, you know? Sometimes you just be left alone and just eat your stuff without being asked anything. But there are more benefits in this kind of lifestyle than disadvantages.
You're vegetarian, why not vegan?
I've thought about it myself many times already. I even tried to be vegan, but it didn't agree with me. Once I tried to be a vegan, I did have some stomach issues, I'd say. I didn't have like any pain, but I've always had the feeling that something is missing. And it happens often when you like limit yourself too much. Being a vegetarian does not mean 100% that you have a healthy lifestyle. I mean, more diverse your diet is, the better it is. If I want an omelette for a Sunday brunch, I'm gonna get it. I don't have to limit myself in this situation. For me, at least in my life, it's not about completely ignoring or avoiding animal-based products. It's about like finding the balance between what is good for you, what is good for the nature, what is fair to the nature and you, and just about feeling right about that, I think.
Was it hard to be the only vegetarian in your family?
When you live with your family and like your grandmother cooks for you all the time, or your parents, it's not kind of like that you come into the kitchen and just say, oh, no, I'm not gonna eat that. It was much easier to become a vegetarian without living with your family. And right now, like when I talk with my family over a phone, the topic of vegetarianism is forbidden. Because once we get started, we are gonna fight till we really argue and hurt each other. But I have to tell you that it gets better, and I guess my family really, they also understood that as long as I'm healthy, that's okay.
Natalia's journey shows us that choosing a vegetarian lifestyle can come with predictable challenges, especially when your family and friends have more traditional eating habits. But as she pointed out, it's all about finding the right balance, whether it's for health, ethical reasons, or personal comfort. Natalia's family have taken a long time to accept that she is living just fine without meat. To be honest, I don't blame her family. It can feel very strange to see someone really close to you who refuses to eat something you eat every day without even thinking about it. In our second category, absolutely traditional, Camilla talks about her view on different food cultures. She has been eating meat regularly since she was a child, and she has never had a problem with this choice. Camilla knows that the meat industry and the way they treat animals pushes people away from eating meat, but she doesn't agree with the methods that some activists use. She doubts whether refusing to eat meat is really the solution to the problem.
Since I was a child, I've always eaten a lot of meat with my parents when I used to live with them. My mom, for example, got us used to eat pasta at lunch and meat at dinner. And maybe that's why for me it's difficult to think of a diet without any meat. Now that I live alone, I don't have any problems with buying meat in the supermarket. Even if I know that animal farms are not very ethical and not respectful for animals. Meat belongs also to our nutritional needs, I mean, as human beings. And it is part of what makes us human. It always worked like this. But I think also that our needs as humans don't allow us to torture animals. 5 days ago, I tried local meat from a German farmer. He gifted me a whole chicken, and this time I could taste the difference from the chicken you generally buy from the supermarket. And that's why I think that it's not only about physically torturing animals, but also the way animals are cared of and the food they receive, and also the freedom and the personal space they have. I think that this is the problem, the real problem, and refusing to eat meat is not gonna solve it.
What's your opinion about people who refuse to eat meat?
There's the person who does it for health reasons, maybe because they think it's better not to eat a lot of meat. And there are people that create a movement against the industries, hoping everyone will join them. And the last point, it's debatable, because to completely avoid meat in our diet is more an utopia based on an ideology rather than something truly achievable for humans. I know that there are people who can live without eating meat, yet I think it's healthier to find a balance, and meat might be not essential to survive, but very important to feel good.
To be honest, I experienced the same situation in Italy with my parents. It is very common to have Italian families where really everybody follows the same daily diet, a scheme particularly common in southern Italy and in my region, Apulia. It is also common to eat pasta with meat at lunchtime, for example, spaghetti carbonara, made with pasta, egg yolk and guanciale, a type of salty smoked pork meat. When you start to question the morality of eating so much meat, everyone at the table regards you as the weird person in the room. There will be people ready to judge your lifestyle quickly and start a verbal fight because they assume you're not grateful for the food that mama has so carefully prepared for hours. In our last story, Absolutely Pescatarian, we hear Jakob describe his eating habits as a pescatarian. A pescatarian is someone who adds fish and seafood, for example shrimps and mussels, to his vegetarian diet, meaning that the only thing they are not eating is meat from animals. Jakob started his dietary journey as a vegetarian, driven purely because of ethical reasons, and his deep love for animals made him give up meat entirely. However, over time, he transitioned to a pescatarian lifestyle, realizing that including fish in his previously vegetarian diet brought certain health benefits, like higher protein, vitamin, and mineral intake. He also finds his current fish-based diet much easier to maintain in daily life compared to strict vegetarianism, which sometimes put him into difficult situations.
When I first started to become a vegetarian 10 years ago, I started only for ethical reasons because I was still a child and I cared for the animal welfare, and still that's why I'm not eating meat today. I recently switched to pescatarian mainly because of health benefits. Since I became interested in the gym and sports in general, I try to cover my protein intake, and also the meatless alternatives are often very high processed, and that's not what I stand for, because it's supposed to be healthier and the processed foods don't cover for that. Also, I have a strong emotional connection to cows and chickens because they are more present in my life, because you can pet them, you can have emotional connection, but I do understand the ethical question there, because fish are still animals, and that's why I also try to eat them sustainably, if it's possible. To be honest, it was a difficult step for me to even start eating fish again, because when you're strictly blocking yourself to eat a certain thing after such a long period of time, it is like a hard step for you in your head to eat that again. Pescatarian lifestyle is 100% easier. For example, you can eat in fish restaurants that are specifically designed to serve fish. Also, at the North Sea area, they serve a lot of fish where my family lives, so I can try new foods right now. And there's always like at least a vegetarian option or a fish option.
Do you ever get shamed for your change in the lifestyle?
Yes, definitely. I can share some stories. It happened recently. I was invited to a friend of mine and I didn't plan to eat there at the dinner table, but the parents invited us and we all sat down, the parents, his girlfriend and the guy. And parents, they were from Serbia and they are used to eat a lot of meat in every dish. And every dish was prepared with meat and I let them know that I don't eat meat. And they were very concerned and also unhappy, unsatisfied, because they prepared it with effort and they didn't know at that time. So they felt sorry as well as I did. And it was very awkward at the moment because I could only eat side dishes.
Jakob's story highlights how dietary choices can change over time. While his initial motivation was purely ethical, he found that including seafood in his diet helped him achieve a better overall balance between personal values and nutritional needs. His experience also shows how dietary restrictions can sometimes create unexpected challenges, but ultimately, finding a good lifestyle that works well for you is what matters most. Food choices are deeply personal, and there's no one-size-fits-all approach to it. Just find whatever makes you happy and healthy. We have heard three different perspectives on food choices today: vegetarianism, a fully meat-based diet, and pescatarianism, a compromise between those two. Each of our guests had unique motivation and challenges, showing us that what we eat is often deeply connected to our values, health, and our lifestyle. What about you? Do you have a strong opinion on your food? Have you ever changed your diet to accommodate certain needs? We'd love to hear your stories. Feel free to share your opinion with us here on the podcast. You can leave a comment, send us an email, or even reach out for a follow-up interview in one of our next shows. Write a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about the show and previous episodes, and you can leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes or Apple Podcast? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on 2nd of May. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.